Okay. All right. So we have here Shulchan Aruch Reish Beis, which is Dinei Birkas Peres HaYilan. Okay. So I mean, if you've done Ketzav Mevarchen, you know, maybe some repetition here. Okay, but we'll just start from scratch. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch says like this: I'll call Peres HaYilan. Mavarech betchila bar pira eitz. Okay, so any fruit from a tree, so you make a bari pira eitz. Okay, alrighty. Chutz mehayayin shemavarchan alav bar pira gafra. Okay, I mean, if you want to, if you know, it's up to you. If I could do it this way, if you want to look in, I'll, you know, you could give me a shabura. I mean,
you give me
up to you. Yeah, it's a base. It's a base, right? Okay.
Okay. Reish Beis.
Reish Beis. Yeah, Reish Beis. Okay. Okay. So the right. So he says that, you know, any fruit from a tree you make a bar pira eitz. Chutz mehayayin, except for wine. Shemavarech alav bar pira gafen. Okay, wine. You make a bar pira gafen. Okay. Then he goes into ben chai, ben mevushel. Okay, whether it's cooked or it's not cooked, ben shu asui. Well, chai, I guess, means not mixed. Mazik, not mazik. Right? Just they had the wine, you know, they started off with that very, what do you call it?
Concentrated.
Concentrate, yeah. Okay, so whether it's concentrated, it's mevushel, or you add in different spices, okay, it's a bari pira gafen.
Okay. You ever taste like very concentrated wine, like without you ever see like them making wine?
Have you tasted
when it? I was in Israel, they made grape juice and they made wine, and they like here taste it before we water it down, like see how strong it is.
It's yeah,
crazy strong.
It's crazy.
Like
strong.
You can't drink it. It's
oh
crazy. It's cool. I was like, oh yeah.
Is it liquidy? Is it like thick, like
it's
a
like
sludge?
It's like a syrup. Yeah,
syrup.
Yeah.
Wow. See, actually, when they make wine, they start off with that syrup, and then they add the water.
Mm-hmm. I mean, wow. it's not like actual syrup,
but it's thick.
Thick, yeah, it's pretty thick. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Boy, you know, like when you read, you figure out, okay, this is the way it did in the time of the Gemara, and now we have more technologically advanced. We don't use yain chai. Who heard of that? Yeah, same thing. That's the best way to make it, and that's how they make it.
Same thing.
Okay, good to know. All right. Okay, so if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so Peres HaYilan bein Meshivas Aminim bein She'ena Meshivas Aminim. Okay, Chutz mehayayin, except for yayin. Okay, so he says Mipnei Shehu Soid HaLev. It satiates a person and it makes him happy. Okay, so kavala bracha b'fnei asma. So therefore, they were koveya, separate bracha of bar pira gafen. Okay, so if this were not the case, if it didn't have these qualities, so what bracha would you make on wine? You make a bar pira eitz, right? So the question could be asked, I mean, you don't normally think of wine as a fruit, right? I mean, it's a drink. You don't think of wine as a fruit, okay? It's something that you derive from a fruit, from a fruit, right? But it itself, you wouldn't imagine that you'd make a bar pira eitz on wine, okay? So why is it? But that apparently is halacha. That really is the correct bracha for yayin. Okay, bar pira eitz. So why is that? Why should we consider that a pre?
Isn't that the whole essence? Well, I don't want to say the essence. The reason of, like, the point of grapes is to create wine.
Yes.
Or, like, that's why you would say bar pira eitz on it, because when you have grapes, you're just looking for the wine. So you would say, oh, the wine is the product of the tree, not really the grape.
Okay, very good.
That's why you would say bar pira eitz.
That's good. Okay, so pre really doesn't mean the way we think of a fruit, right? kipri really means, I guess, the proverbial fruit, right? Like they say, the fruit of a person's labor. So it means the product, the purpose of the of this vine is for the yayin, is for the wine. So that's the fruit of the vine. That's the fruit of the tree. Okay, so the fruit just means what the final purpose of that thing is. Okay, so then it's very good that yayin would be the pre of the eights. Okay. What about grapes?
Like actual grapes?
Grapes, yeah.
Plastic grapes.
What's that?
Plastic grapes.
Right. What about the grapes? I mean,
you would still say Geffen because it's merely an extension of the wine. It's a, well, I wouldn't say a pre-extension, it's just a...
You mean eights, on the grape.
Yeah.
Right. You'd still say eights wine. I mean, if you say the wine is the product...
That's the actual fruit, though.
Okay. But I mean,
Of course you'd say it on
the... What's that? So then aren't we... I mean, could you have it both ways, in other words?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, maybe. I'm not saying not. I'm just saying, right, then you want it both ways. You want fruit to be the proverbial fruit, and you want it to be the actual fruit. Is that...
Well, in this particular case,
yes.
The fruit is the step before the true product.
Okay.
Because by an orange, the true product is really just the orange, and when we make orange juice... That's just something we create with oranges.
Okay.
That's the orange juice is the step after the
right.
The orange. The orange is already complete, whereas by the grape,
okay.
The complete grape is actually the wine, and the grape's just the pre-step. And
okay.
That's why you would still say eights on it, because it's
why
just a pre-wine.
Right? It's a pre-wine, right? It's a pre-wine, so maybe you shouldn't make an eights. I mean, in other words... I'm just saying, you are then using the term pre in two different ways. Right? You're using it as the product, and you're using it as the fruit, as the actual fruit.
I guess like it's kind of like.
I'm not saying you can't do that. I'm just.
Right.
Oh, I hear it's like a cocoa bean. Like you wouldn't just eat a straight cocoa bean; you'd make it into chocolate.
Yeah, that's a good
like cook it and stuff like that. You can't just eat a cocoa bean.
Right. So let's say you ate a cocoa bean. Would you make a... Well, what's cocoa? Is that a tree? Or
cocoa is a tree, yeah.
That's a tree. So would you make a prior eights on the cocoa bean?
I guess not. I think you'd say shako. It's not the way you eat it.
It's not the way you eat it, right. Because we know, like, if you have different things, you get like an onion. If you eat an onion, an uncooked onion, right, you don't eat it that way. So you make a shako.
Oh, really?
Nobody eats an onion. I mean,
really?
I think so. I think that's the law. Like, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure
okay.
That if it's something that's eaten, like in a soup, or but it's not eaten just raw.
Oh, like straight onion.
Yeah,
oh,
even though you could eat an onion. I mean, people, you know, some people eat onions, but that's not normally the way it's eaten. Then I'm pretty sure you make a charcoal. Because that's not the derech that it's eaten.
Mm.
Right? So, I mean... I
don't know how practical it is. I don't know the next time I'm going to eat an onion.
What's that?
I don't know how practical it is. I don't know the next time I'm
going to
eat an onion.
Okay, well, you know, you never know. Sometimes these things, all of a sudden, when you hear the Allah, and then all of a sudden you have a sudden desire to eat an onion. I don't know. Sometimes it works that way. You know? But anyways, well, you let me know.
I'll let you know.
Now that I put that in your mind. Right, okay, so you're saying with the cocoa bean, then it could very well be makashako. I mean, if that's not really, you know, let's say a coffee bean. I mean, coffee beans you could eat,
okay.
You could eat, but I don't think too many people eat them. So I don't know that you would make an eight. You may make a shako, like on the onion. Okay, but, I mean, you know, you could say that the term pre is either way. It's the product or the fruit, you see. But really, you could say like this. You could say that the grapes are grown for grape stone. In other words, not every... Right? When people, when they grow grapes, they don't just grow for wine. they grow for grapes too. You walk into the supermarket and people like to buy grapes and eat grapes. Right? So really, there's not necessarily a contradiction to say that the thing could have two products. Okay, so you could really keep the term pre consistent. You could say pre always means the ultimate product. The product of what the purpose of why this thing is planted. Okay, why this tree is planted. Okay. But there could be more than one product. Okay. So if you say that way, then it definitely would be consistent. Okay? And that really would be consistent, because then you're keeping the term in one sense. You're not changing the meaning of the term. Okay? But clearly pre definitely means the purpose and the product, it's not the fruit per se. Okay? Alright. So, fine. So that's why you'd make a Borei Priha Eitz on wine. Okay. But now why do you make a Goffin? Why is it that you make a Goffin? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because since it has these qualities, right, that it satiates you and it makes you feel good, makes you happy. So therefore there was a separate bracha that was that they were koveya, a separate bracha of Berurah Goffin. Okay. So I mean, just basically, so what does that mean? I mean, what's the idea there? What's the idea of them being koveya separate bracha of Berurah Goffin?
It's a chashuv.
There's chashuv. So right. In other words, those are desirable qualities, they're superior qualities that we like. And therefore the Chachamim were mechayivas in a greater Shevach. Right? In other words, the Shevach of Bar Pri Gafen is a greater Shevach than Bar Pri Eitz. If I would just say Bar Pri Eitz, then I would fall short in the Shevach. Okay? Because Pri Eitz apparently is a more generic. And if I want to be Meshabech to a higher degree, I must increase in the exactitude. The more, if I increase how exact the bracha is, that's a greater shemach. Okay, so if I say generic bracha like shakol, it doesn't narrow it down and give an exact description of the thing, so it's lacking in shemach. But the more exact I am with regard to the bracha, the greater the shemach. Okay, so therefore, since the yayin has these superior qualities, so therefore, we should be Mishrabech on a higher level. So therefore, the Chachamim instituted a more exact bracha that isolates and defines exactly the Yayin and takes it out of the generic category of just the Priyites. Okay. So now he says like this. So in Gimel, so the Mishnah Berurah says like this. So you make a Borei Pri HaGafen, okay? V'yafilu zav me'atzmo, even if the juices came out by themselves, okay? The grapes were sitting there, and the juices started dripping out, okay? So the juice collected, and you got grape juice. Oh, that's one other thing I want to mention. Okay. So what about grape juice?
Mm-hmm.
What about grape juice? Right, because you tell me they were koveya a bracha b'fnei atzma because of the qualities that it's mesamcha, mesameach, and it's soed, right? But grape juice, then what about grape juice?
Mm-hmm.
Does not share on those qualities. But yet you make a bar pigafen for sure on grape juice.
Okay. That doesn't work.
Right, so why should you make the same bracha on grape juice?
That's a good question. Seems they're koveya the bracha on yayin, and grape juice has a bit of yayin for some reason.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why. Why would they have the yayin? I don't know.
Perhaps they're both liquid juice products of the grape. And it just happens to be, you wouldn't like start like separating between different types of drinks that are produced by the wine, by the grapes, and therefore, like, once you have grape juice, and once you have wine, that's a Geffen.
That's right.
So you just make a grape juice a Geffen. You wouldn't want to start making different brachos.
That's right.
And notice the bracha was the bracha was attached to yayin. Now, yayin as a class, as a category, is so edo masameach. It doesn't mean that every single wine does that. So a particular wine may not do that. You see, but wine as a category does that. So therefore, even if I could show you a wine that doesn't do that, it doesn't matter, because they were kovei the bracha on the category. And the category is certainly a masameach. Okay, so therefore, since grape juice is yayin, so therefore it's the same bracha.
How is grape juice yayin? If you give someone grape juice and say, "Oh, you want to hear this great wine?" You're like, "What are you doing?
This is for kids.
That's right.
You're asking what brought you
here. Exactly.
That's right. I mean, you don't call it wine.
No, you don't call it wine.
Well, you know, like, it depends. I mean, if all you have is grapes, you say, "Here, have this wine." I mean, you convince the guy, "This is wine. It doesn't taste like wine. What's the difference? It is wine. Believe me. Trust me. It's wine."
It shows how much of a wine guy you are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're just interested in intoxication. I mean, I have no time for you. This is wine. What do you want from me? Are you a grape lover or not? That's it, you know? Nobody's going to admit, "Well, I just drink it to you. You know, to get drunk." you're right, but that's the thing. In other words, it apparently, I mean, you're right, we don't refer to it as wine because, you know, to us we differentiate, but really in halacha, I mean, the qualities of intoxication don't really preclude it from being yayin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yayin is the product of the grape. And if you let it ferment or whatever the process is, yes, you can produce those additional qualities. But apparently, the yin is defined by the fact that it's the product of the grape.
Just juiced grapes is
grape
juice. Wine.
Yeah. It's really grape juice. It's really grape juice. And those other qualities are...
So you can do different things with the grape juice.
Do different things, that's right. Mm-hmm. Now, it is true that the preferred form of the grape juice is has these qualities. You know what I mean? But apparently, they didn't isolate the bracha to one form of yayin.
That makes sense too, with yayin chai and everything. So it's not ready yet. Oh, it doesn't matter. That's true.
Mm,
I hear that.
Right. I mean, that's a good point, because you drink yayin chai. I mean, that is not something. I mean, I've never personally drank it, but I know somebody that has. And he's testified, and he's a very reliable guy, that it's not really something that the person would enjoy too much.
Right.
But nevertheless, it's not in the ultimate form. But apparently, it's still defined as yayin. As long as it's defined as yayin, then it's got this bracha. Okay? That's apparently the design.
Interesting.
Okay. So let's see. Okay, so then he says like this. You make a bar pir gafen, and it doesn't matter what do they call it when they step on the grapes like that?
Press.
What's that? Press? Yeah, press or trample on it, whatever they call it. I'm sure they have a sophisticated name, not trample. But whatever it is, right? It doesn't matter whether you actually do it or it just comes out by itself. You see, either way, it's considered yayin. Okay? So what would be if we would say that it has to be, pressed, right? Why? Apparently, that is a reason to say that yayin is only if it's pressed. I mean, what would be the definition of yayin if I say only through pressing?
Is it? Is that what it is?
What do you mean?
I don't understand. Is that what you're saying? Are we saying that if it's not pressed?
Mission Brewer is saying that it doesn't matter how you got it, right? It doesn't matter if it came out by itself or pressed.
Oh, the back.
Right? But you might think, apparently, right? He's excluding possibilities. He's saying you might think that it's only if it's the normal, you know, normally they press it.
Right.
Right? So that doesn't matter. Even if it comes up by itself, it's still considered yayin.
Right.
Okay. But why would I say differently? Why should I say only if it's pressed? I mean, I don't really want to ask it as a why question. In other words, it's what would be the definition of yayin? Either way, how do you define yayin now? And how would you define it if you'd say, if it comes up by itself, that's not yayin?
And yayin is pressed grapes.
Right.
And the purpose of the pressed, how you send it to me.
Pressed grapes, okay. And now that we say it's not, it doesn't matter whether it's pressed or comes by itself, what's the definition of yayin?
Liquid that comes from grapes.
It's just the substance. In other words, yayin, we say yayin is simply the substance, but there's no process that produces the yayin. And as the yayin is not produced from a process, halachically. Okay? The yayin is just the substance, so we don't care how the substance got there. Okay, but if you'd say the other way, you'd say yayin is only the product of a specific process. Okay? I'm just saying that's...
Why would you say that?
Why would you say that? That's my preface. I don't want to ask why. I'm just saying, right? I don't know why. But I'm just saying that's what he's excluding. As he's saying, you might say it's only if there's a process of pressing. And then I have yayin. But if it comes up by itself, I wouldn't have the yayin. Right?
What would you call that then? That's all I'm asking. I'm saying,
so like, you see clearly that the yayin is simply that substance. We don't care how. There's no process that's necessary to have that halachically be considered yayin. There is no process. It's simply the substance. What would you call it? I mean, if it was the other way, I guess yayin would be like a special type. It'd have to be through a specific process, and you'd have to, the process would create the shame. But the way he's saying now, it's not really, there is no special shame. The shame is the yayin itself, the substance itself. There's no halachic way. It's not like a halachic entity. It's just the yayin, the actual yayin, that's what it is. Okay? It's not like, matzah shel mitzvah, chefzah shel mitzvah, specific process. There it is, just the actuality of the yayin that defines it. Okay? Okay. So... Now he says, like, it's an interesting point. Okay, he says, "Imta ubirach al yayin bar priyates." Okay, let's say a person made a mistake, and instead of bar pigafen, he made an eitz. Okay, so he says like this: "Ayn lekaman simon reish ches." Okay, so if you take a look at simon reish ches, okay, sif yud dalid. Okay, so it's actually, I don't know, he wrote Sif Yudal, but it's actually Tesvav. Okay, so it's Reish Ches Sif Tesvav. It says like this: Im b'di'eved birech alan navim bar pe gafen. Let's say by accident a person made a bar pe gafen on grapes. Okay, he says, O acharehem ala gafen, or the bracha acharona. Instead of making aloeitz v'alpereitz, right, you say alagefen. Yotze, so aloch is a yotze. Okay, so if I make a bar pigafen. What's that?
That's the opposite of what he had
in there. That's opposite of what? Yeah, it's the opposite, right. Yeah. Right, the mechaber tells you the opposite, that if you make a bar pigafen on grapes, you yotze. Okay? But take a look at Mishnah Berurah. He says like this: Mishnah Berurah on iron. Okay, Alon Navim Bore Pirgafen. You got it? You got the place?
I find it.
It's actually page 238. If you got the same page. Yeah,
thank you.
Okay, so it's Mishnah Berurah Ayin. He says like this: Alon Navim Bore Pirgafen. He says, "Ve'im birch ala yain bar pereitz." Let's say the reverse. On yain, you make a bar pereitz. So he says like this: "Yesh deos bein haposkim." So it's machlokas. Yesh omrim de yotze b'dieved, v'yesh omrim de lo yotze. And some say you're not yotze. Okay, v'sofek barchas alaka. Okay, so if you made the bracha already, so that's it. You don't go back. Okay, but so actually it's a machlokes. If you make a bar pira eitz on yayin, it's a machlokes with a yotze. Okay, so normally if you make a more generic bracha You can make a charcoal. I think actually, if you make a charcoal, you are yotze. But okay, but forget about that. But normally, right, if you make a charcoal on something that's more exact, so then you yotze, right? But over here, he's saying if you make the more generic bracha ala eitz, no good. I mean, it's machlokas. Okay. So how would you explain the machlokas?
One sentence as you say it again. You say I'm prepared. And one sentence as you say just you're fine.
Yeah, once I says you'll say right, and the other says you're not yet, so you'd have to go back and be far again.
I guess the sign that's saying you are yotze is saying, look, in Hanami it's an eighth fruit. Right? Is it an eighth fruit?
That's right, it's an eighth fruit.
So it's an eighth fruit. Okay, look, you didn't say the exact particular thing. You said an eighth. It's an eighth fruit, so you're yotze.
That's right. Right. In other words, it's a more generic bracha. So the chamer mechayev you to make a more specific bracha. Fine, but you didn't do it, so you made it more generic. It's more like make a shakal. So what's the problem? So you yotze?
That was like we were saying before.
Like we were saying before? Right? Oh, you mean when we first said the idea of Shevach, that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that it's a more, since it's a more refined, better product, so Chamer Mechayev and greater Shevach. So be more exact. Say Geffen. Okay, but let's say I'm not more exact. So then, okay, it's still an eights. So I'm still Yotze. Right? That's right. So what's the side to say that you wouldn't be Yotze? That's the problem, actually. Yeah.
Maybe it's that the bracha that they made is not like we're saying, but it's like a new category. You're making, you're kind of like making a new product, and when you make this new product that requires you're making this product that's a chashev product. They designated a new bracha on it. So once it's designated a new bracha, it's just not. It's like saying a mezonos on an eitz. It's just a different thing.
Right. See, right. In other words, this really, this is a subdivision of the original idea. Okay, when the Mishavur said, since it's superior, it's mesameach, and it's so a lave, right? That it makes you feel good, and it's. And it fills you up. Therefore, the Chachamim gave you a special bracha. This is really a subdivision of that. The question is, what does it mean? Why are you chayiv in more shevach? Okay, is it because wine is superior? It's quantitatively a greater product. You say, so therefore they made a greater shevach. Or do you say, no, they made a greater shevach because really the yayin is a totally different entity. It's a totally new entity. And that is, when I take grapes and I make wine, it's not I am improving the grapes. Now the wine is better. The grapes is good, but the wine is superior. The wine is a totally new entity. It's simply you can't make the same bracha that you do on a grape on the wine, because the wine is a totally different thing. It would be like making the bracha that's on a grape on Mezonos. Right? It's just a totally... These qualities, once you produce these qualities of wine, it's in a class of its own. You see? So the question is, when they made the new bracha, is it because it's superior quantitatively? Or qualitatively the yayin is in a class of its own? So if you say it's because the yayin is simply improved, it's an improved form of the grape, then, okay, I wasn't Meshabech. Kedin, Keroy, but I could say, but certainly if I say an eights, it's certainly something. You see, but if I say the yain is in a class of its own, it's a totally new entity. Then if I make an eights, I'm simply, it's no reflection on the yain. The yain is nothing to do with the yain. It's the wrong bracha. It's like making an eights on the zonas.
No, it would have been eights before they were coming
up. Even though it would have been eights before, that's right. Exactly. But the reason why they didn't leave it as an eighth is because they said this is already not an ace. It's a class of its own. You see, they recognize this thing is a unique thing and it belongs in a class of its own. And therefore, if it didn't have those qualities, we'd be able to say, okay, it's another product of the Vaughan. You have two products. You see? But once they recognize these qualities, they say, this thing is really in a class of its own. It's just too different to even apply the Bracha of Eitz to it. You see? Then if you say that way, that's it. You're stuck.
Can we say the same thing about Hamotzi?
You mean, let's say you make a eights?
They make a mezanos on lechem.
I don't know. Well, what is Hamotzi? What would the bracha be if you didn't have? Wouldn't it be a grain? What is
A grain?
Isn't it adama? Wouldn't it be adama?
If you cook them.
What?
You cook grains, it's mazonos.
It's mazonos, okay, fine, but I'm just saying, forget about mazonos. Let's say you had the wheat stalk, it's an adama.
Oh, that's adama, yeah.
It's adama, right? So now you're taking the bread. So the question would be, let's say you made adama on bread. Mm-hmm. We'll have to look it up. Mm-hmm. Okay, it should be the same. It could be, I don't know. I have to see what they say there. Okay?
Yeah.
But that's the question. Right, so really it's a subdivision. Now, as we really could have had these two possibilities when we first started out. Right? I mean, two logical possibilities. Okay? Okay. So, let's see. Okay, right? So, let's see. Dalet. Okay, Beim Vushel. Ve'al Yidei HaBishel. Right, okay, so we're back to page 209. Okay, so he says like this. So it doesn't matter whether you cook the wine too, and you still have the same bracha. Why? He says because through the bishul in mishtana hayayin legreusa, the yayin is not reduced. It is not in any way. What's the word legreusa? It is not reduced in its quality.
Degraded.
Right, degraded. Right. It's not degraded. Okay? So therefore, no problem. Ve'ein chilek bein im bishul yayin gufa osha bishul ha'navim v'hatzmukim. Whether you boil the wine itself or you boil the grapes or the raisins, k'dei lasos mehen yayin, in order to make yayin, doesn't matter. In other words, if you cook it and it doesn't degrade the yayin, then same bracha. Okay, why we'll have to see. So I don't know why exactly he's throwing it in there, but you see from this one thing, if it would degrade the yayin, then apparently it would lose, then the bracha, you would not keep the bracha. Okay, apparently that seems to be the thing, right? If it would degrade the yayin, then the bracha of Bar Pigafen would drop off. Okay, nice as it is.
That be like vinegar?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, yeah. In other words, well, vinegar actually is when you ferment it too long, right? The fermentation increases. Yeah. So I don't know what would happen at the from a bishul process. What it would do? I don't know. And what does it mean, legreusa? What does it mean, degrade? Like, it sounds nice, but. You know, what does that mean? Tastes bad? I mean, right, like the case of vinegar, it would seem it tastes bad. That would seem to be the, just on the surface, right? You'd say, well, that's degrading it. You ruined the taste. Right?
Problem is you don't know if it tastes bad before you taste it.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know until you taste it, right? That's right.
You can smell it.
Smell it. Yeah, if you smell it, it smells like vinegar. That's probably a pretty good sign. That be careful with the bracha. Okay. Okay. So he says, I guess. He says, okay. That's Bishul, right? And then he goes like this. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, he says, Bein shu asoi kon diton. Okay, what's kon diton? Dehainu shenosnin bo devash upavlin. If you put honey and pepper in there. Okay? So then, even if you put honey and pepper in the yayin, no problem. It's still a bari pergafen. Interesting, right? Okay. So he says like this. Now here the Mishnah Berurah says like this: Afal pi shenishtane time evereche. Even though it does change the taste and the smell. Okay. Al yedei zeh mimasha hayimikodim. It's certainly going to taste and smell different than it was to begin with. Okay? Afilu hachilu nishtana hayayin legriusa. Okay? Nevertheless, it's not degraded. Okay? So it tastes different, smells different, but it's not bad, it's not worse. Okay? So he says, vehayayin ikr legabe idach. And the wine is the ikr vis-a-vis these other things. The fichach mevarch and alav berpergaf. Okay, so, so it's not worse, but it's different. Okay, so apparently, tasting different is okay as long as not worse. Right? I mean, now it would seem, is there a limit to this? In other words, like how different? I mean, right? Does this just go on forever? Like, just put as much honey and pepper in there as you want? And as long as it doesn't taste worse,
drop away.
You're good, yeah. I mean, right? So, if you take a look at the, it's hay in the Sha'arat Zion. He says like this, Tahainu, okay, Shetam Yayin Gam Ata. You still have the Tam Yayin. In other words, it tastes different, it's not worse, but you still have the Tam Yayin. Okay? He says, Gam Ata, Yesh. Yeshvo, Ela she'einenu kibirishona. It's not the same as it was, but it still tastes like wine. De'i avet tam yayin, because if it loses tam yayin ayde taruvas through this mixture, so then mashma betashpatz chelik alaf sim pehei she'ein mekachin alav ve'mevarchan alav bar pegafen. So if it loses the tam yayin, so then what? So then no. It's not yayin anymore. But as long as it has the tom yayin, but it's a different tom. So, it's a little funny, right? It's not the same tom as it was, but it's a different tom, but it's still tom yayin. I mean, what exactly does that mean? I mean, I'm just saying, let's say a guy wanted to be like, a little bit obstinate, and he said, well, what do you mean? You changed the tom. Like, what does wine taste like? Not like this. It only tastes like this after you added all of that stuff. So maybe you could tell that. I mean, what exactly does it mean? Let's say a guy wanted to say, look, okay, you could tell that it tastes like wine. Well, it depends what you mean by tastes like wine. It doesn't taste like wine that it did 5 minutes ago. So, like, how do you untangle that? I'd like to know. I mean, how do you define it? Tastes like wine? I mean, yeah, this tastes like wine and honey and pepper. Now, is that tasting like wine? Okay. Okay, so I think maybe we should just read the next Mishnah Berurah because maybe helpful. Okay, he says like this: Dvash upavlin. Okay, then he says v'afilu shlish dvash. Even if you use a third honey, v'shlish upavlin, and a third pepper, v'yoser mizeh, even more than that, meaning the yayin is getting pretty small. Okay, afilu hachi hayayin ikir sheheim. Because these things only come to improve and to add to the taste.
It's getting hard.
Okay. So what is he? What's he saying?
Yeah, I was thinking that that these things. I don't have a lot of facts here, but I was thinking that these things are spices, so they're not like when you add them to something, they're always going to be by definition tougher to the item you're adding it to. So as long as there's some semblance of a taste of wine, then really you just have wine. And it's, well, you really just have a spiced wine. That's all it is, because that's the function of the spices. You don't have, whenever you have a mixture of things, the spices, by definition, take on an accidental body.
Right.
It doesn't matter how much you add.
Right.
Unless you can't taste the thing anymore, then it's just...
Right. Now, this over here, what he's saying is that really it is a change. I mean, you're making a change to the onion. Right, but over here the change is really to enhance the ion, right? So you could really have two. When you change something, there's two ways to change something. I can make a change that the thing is what it was, but it's enhanced. Okay, then I can make a change where it's not where it was. It's not the same thing anymore. It's a different. I changed it from that thing to a new thing. You see, that's not an enhancement anymore. So, like, I could take an object. Let's say I take a car, and I could add certain very nice qualities to it. I could add chrome. I could add leather seats. You see, I could enhance the car, okay? But it is still whatever it is. It's a Oldsmobile, or it's a... They don't have Oldsmobiles out of business, right? It's a Honda, right? So it's now a very enhanced form, right? If I add too much, I change... the whole structure of the thing. I put a new engine in, I can make that Honda into, I don't know, Cadillac or a Jaguar. You can make it into something it wasn't. Okay? You can enhance it so much, now it becomes a different thing. It's not the same car anymore. Okay? So sometimes you can make a change that simply the essence remains the same, but it's an enhanced form. Okay? But if I change it too much, if the changes are too great, it becomes a totally different drink. It's not yin anymore. I mean, if you add enough pompelin and honey, you know, it becomes like a champagne or a, well, champagne still is wine, but like a punch, like some kind of totally different drink, where you didn't call it wine anymore, okay? So that's what he's saying. He's saying that as long as the basic Tom Yain is still there, you could taste the original quality of Yain, but it's just an improved form. Then that's still yarn, okay. But if you hit a point where the taste of that quality of yarn isn't there anymore, then it becomes a new drink. So you can't call that yarn, okay. So that's why he's saying if the Tom yarn is gone, that's it, not yarn. But you can add a lot to it, you see. And as long as you can recognize the original taste, you can still call it yarn. Okay, and that's why he says, even more, even if the yin is less than a third, it doesn't matter. Because these things are really an enhancement. Okay? They just exist, they function to enhance the yin. Okay? So that's the thing. But I guess if you add to a point where it's not recognizable as yin anymore, then it's a new thing. Okay? Alrighty. So let's see. Should we stop here? Okay, I think we have to stop here. Okay.